Keith Peters reporting President Biden is expecting Iran to attack Israel sooner rather than later. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Responding to questions about Iran's vow to punish Israel for a deadly strike in Syria, the president referred to intelligence reports indicating a forthcoming Iranian attack. He reiterated American support for the Jewish state and warned that Iran will not succeed.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel.
When asked what his message to Iran is, the president said, "Don't." Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is blocking a move to invite Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session of Congress. On the Salem News program this week on the Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson, who initiated the invitation, says Schumer's foot dragging is unfortunate.
Right now, Israel is at war. Their very identity, their very existence is being threatened. And the idea that we would not roll out the red carpet and invite our close friend and ally to come and update the Congress on that, to me, is unconscionable. I don't know what Chuck Schumer is doing with that. This should have been signed many days ago and sent, so we're trying to apply the pressure that's necessary to make sure that happens. I need his signature on the paper so that we can get that sent.
The full interview with Speaker Johnson will be heard on This Week on the Hill, premiering this weekend on many of these same stations. Authorities say a Texas semi-trailer driver rammed a stolen 18-wheeler through the front of a public safety building where his renewal for a commercial driver's license had been rejected, killing one person and injuring 13 others. The intentional crash into the single-story brick building in a rural town outside of Houston Friday left debris in its wake. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 475 points. This is SRN News. Transgenderism is a phase.
A new study out of the Netherlands indicates that most young people who say they want to live as the opposite sex grow out of it in a few years. The research from the University of Groningen says that over 95% of adolescents who want to adopt the transgender lifestyle have decided not to by the time they're in their 20s. The numbers suggest that allowing young people to undergo irreversible sex change operations is a tragic mistake. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Poland's parliament is holding a long-awaited debate on liberalizing the country's abortion laws. The traditionally Catholic nation has some of the most pro-life laws in Europe, but Prime Minister Donald Tusk has vowed to legalize abortion until the 12th weeks of pregnancy. Currently, abortion in Poland is banned in most cases under a 1993 law and further restricted by a 2020 constitutional court ruling preventing abortion in the case of fetal abnormalities. This is SRN News. Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter appeared in court Friday on a charge of bank fraud. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has the story.
A federal judge on Friday ordered the former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani to get gambling addiction treatment. Prosecutors allege Ippei Mizuhara stole upwards of $16 million from the Japanese sensation to finance his gambling habit. Mizuhara appeared in federal court Friday on a charge of bank fraud. He was not asked to enter a plea. He faces up to 30 years in prison if convicted. Prosecutors say there was no evidence that Ohtani was involved in or aware of Mizuhara's gambling. Authorities say Ohtani is cooperating with investigators. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Mizuhara was reportedly released on $25,000 bond. He will be held in numerous conditions, including that he can't contact Ohtani. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters.